Wrong with attitude.
It's time for mansplaining.
There's something called mansplaining. Have you heard about this?
Every week here on The Left Show, I'm going to take the time to explain to you Neanderthals all about women.
We know what mansplaining is.
Mansplaining is when a man will condescendingly explain something to a woman that she already knows.
Anyway, gents, pay attention. This is the good stuff. This is mansplaining. It's fucking 2017. I can't believe I have to fucking do this. Fucking ridiculous. The modern man, evolutionary betrayer. Modern man, ecosystem destroyer. Modern man, destroyer's love and shame. Modern man, pathetic example of our sorghum. This week on Mansplaining, I would like to introduce you to Julie Payette. Julie Payette was born in Montreal, Quebec, and then early life happened. She ended up attending college at the College Mont-Saint-Louis and College Régine Assumpta. And in 1982, she completed an international baccalaureate at the United World College of the Atlantic in South Wales, the United Kingdom. Her undergraduate studies, she was enrolled at McGill University, got a Bachelor of Engineering in Electrical Engineering in 1986. After that, she completed a Master of Applied Sciences degree in Computer Engineering at the Massey College of Toronto. That was 1990. She received her master's degree after focusing her master's thesis on computational linguistics. She has worked for IBM. And in 1991, she joined the Communications Science Department of IBM's Zurich Research Laboratory in Switzerland. She got back to Canada in 1992 and joined the Speech Research Group at Bell Northern Research in Montreal, where she was responsible for a project in telephone speech understanding using computer voice recognition. Remember the last time you talked to your phone and told it something and it typed it out for you and it was mostly right? Yeah, it's people like Julie Payette. Payette was selected by the Canadian Space Agency as one of four astronauts out of a field of 5,330 candidates in June of 1992. She went basic training in Canada, worked as a technical advisor for the Mobile Servicing System, an advanced robotics system, and Canada's contribution to the International Space Station. In 1993, Payette established the Human-Computer Interaction Group at the Canadian Astronaut Program and served as a technical specialist on the NATO International Research Study Group on Speech Processing. Finally, in 1996, Julie Payette reported to the Johnson Space Center to complete a year of training and ended up assigned to work on the Mobile Servicing System. Served as the chief astronaut for the Canadian Space Agency from 2000 to 2007. She also worked as a capsule communicator at the Mission Control Center in Houston for several years, including the return-to-flight mission STS-114. She was the lead capsule communicator during STS-121. Payette flew on the Space Shuttle Discovery from May 27th to June 6th in 1999, as part of the crew of STS-96. During the mission, the crew performed the first manual docking of the shuttle to the International Space Station. On Discovery, Payette served as a mission specialist. She was the one who got to operate Canadarm, the Canadian arm, robotic arm, from the space station. Payette also visited the space station again in 2009 as a mission specialist aboard the Space Shuttle Endeavour, during mission STS-127, 2009. She was the flight engineer and lead robotic operator during that mission. She's a Canadian businesswoman, former astronaut, and engineer. In July of 2013, Payette was named Chief Operating Officer for the Montreal Science Center. In April of 2014, she was appointed the Director of the National Bank of Canada. July 13, 2017, Prime Minister Justin Trudeau, that handsome fella, announced that Queen Elizabeth II had approved the appointment of Payette as the next Governor General of Canada, the 29th since the Canadian Confederation was formed. Now, just in case you're not Canadian enough to know, the Governor General of Canada is the federal vice-regal representative of the Canadian monarch, which is currently the Queen of England, Queen Elizabeth II. The person of the sovereign is shared equally, both with the 15 other Commonwealth realms and the 10 provinces of Canada, but resides predominantly in her oldest realm, the United Kingdom. Because of this, the Queen, on the advice of the Canadian Prime Minister, appoints a Governor General to carry out her most constitutional and ceremonial duties. Roberta Bondar, Canada's first female astronaut, said Payette is perfect for the position and will bring a lot of charm to the role. Bondar said she's not concerned that Payette does not have a background in constitutional law because Payette will have advisors that can guide her along the way. I personally think that somebody with that many degrees that speaks six languages and has been to space twice can figure it out as she moves along. The Governor General's tenure is at pleasure, but a term usually lasts about 5 years. There are a lot of things to admire about astronauts. I've made a lot of jokes over the year that an astronaut is somebody you stick on the nose of a controlled explosion and that it's the scientists and engineers that get them up in the air. But over the years, that's changed quite a bit from test pilots to actually hurling scientists into space. And we have a proud history in space as the human race of smart, accomplished women serving bravely in the space forces, right? Take a long look. Julie Payette is 53 years old. She speaks six languages, and she will be the 29th Governor General of Canada as the personal representative to Queen Elizabeth II, whom is no slouch herself in long service and intelligent thought. There's a lot to accomplish in life, and it is no secret to anybody paying attention with 1 ounce of the ability to recognize reality, but space has ever been a male-dominated profession. It should, in this day and age, be odd that someone like me would have to point out Julie Payette as something different than the normal. That's the world we live in, and it's the world that we're trying to change. This week, introducing you to Julie Payette, the new Queen's representative in Canada, former astronaut, 2 missions into space. Another towering example of how we should be encouraging all of our children all over the world to get into the STEM studies. Well, that's it for this week in mansplaining. And remember, gentlemen, until we talk next week, no means no. My eyes are up here.